Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Single-digit wind chills and winter storms have almost 80 million people in the U.S. under some kind of winter weather alert. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says this cold snap has been deadly, linked to at least 37 deaths since Sunday.
Among the victims, a man in Wisconsin dying of hypothermia. Three people in Oregon also dying of hypothermia as parts of the Northwest face heavy snow and ice.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's in Uvalde, Texas, where today the Justice Department's report on the police response to the 2022 school shooting will be released. The Senate set to vote today on a short-term government funding deal that would avert a shutdown. And the U.S. military Thursday struck Houthi rebels in Yemen for the fourth time in less than a week. Continued retaliation for Houthi attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. And Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, went to New Hampshire after he spent the first part of Wednesday in a New York City courtroom for a civil trial to determine if he owes money for damages. This is ABC News. Now under arrest in New York City, a suspect in a series of apparently random stabbings. ABC's Jim Dolan is in New York.
Police say a man with a butcher knife had stabbed at least five people in just 3 days. Police believe that one man was responsible for a numbing string of random stabbings. People who knew the man identified him for police, and they arrested a man at his home.
And we're learning more about the shark attack in the Bahamas that left a 10-year-old boy from Maryland badly injured. Kim Darden was at the Atlantis Resort when the boy was bitten.
The father was carrying a boy, one leg hanging down, and I guess, according to my brother-in-law who saw it happen, he was holding another leg that was wrapped in towels.
She told Eyewitness News Bahamas the boy's back in the U.S. and Arnold Schwarzenegger forgot to declare a high-end watch at a German airport for a charity auction and was held until he paid taxes. Brian Clark, ABC News.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. As students begin the spring semester, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services encourages parents and caregivers to be aware of data that shows young people experience large increases in self-harm injuries at certain times of the year. That includes when school resumes after the winter holidays. At the Capitol, lawmakers unveil a new investment plan for new parents. Using existing funds, the WISKIDS legislation will start a 529 account and invest $25 for every student born or adopted in Wisconsin. The dollars invested in the account will be used for the same purposes and allowed expenses as the 529 program. And now's the time to start filing your taxes. The IRS will formally start accepting returns at the end of January, but you can get your e-filing done right now, and they'll be put into the queue for when processing starts. If you're intending to use the IRS free file program, be sure to start on irs.gov and follow the links.
Having health insurance is important. So, If you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some light snow in the forecast for later this afternoon and tonight. Amounts won't be heavy, less than an inch across most of the region. Today, a little sun early on. The snow will start mid to late afternoon. Our high today near 10. Tonight, light snow, 2 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 6 above. If you love good barbecue, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
County Road 233 under my feet. Nothing on this wide rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bed. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. Another six-pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know.
sun came up, she glared at me over her coffee cup. She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." Headlight look, she read my face like the cover of a book and said, "Don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you can see right through it." And I stuttered, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Story and I'm sticking to it." You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone, and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, and darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Story and I'm sticking to it.
Joe Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Ronnie Millsap, a woman in love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Brian Winnikins from the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay. Good morning. And we have temperatures in the single digits below zero across the region this morning. Warming trend, though, coming up, especially for next week. And we'll have more with our ag weather forecast this hour. Plus, we'll be talking with Cassandra Kopp as well, talking about agriculture issues legislatively in the coming year. I had a chance to talk with Cassandra during the Dairy Strong Conference. That's coming up this hour. Later on tonight, it's after we make the mad dash home from Green Bay, we will also be having high school basketball once again, as we have Durand, Arkansas hosting Colfax in girls high school basketball. We'll have the Advent Health Panther preview at about 7, tip-off at 7:15 tonight on WRDN. It'll also be on our streaming video page of our website, NTech Channel 99, and the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel. Going to be a good game tonight with the Durand, Arkansas Colfax. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we're joined by Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Paul, there's talk of a government shutdown in our nation's capital. Can you provide an update on what's going on?
Sure. So back in November, right before the Thanksgiving holiday, Congress passed a short-term funding bill that would extend funding for the federal government essentially for a couple of months. And some agencies' funding would run out this coming Friday at the end of this week on the 19th, and others would run through February the 2nd. So obviously with the first of those two deadlines approaching right now, what Congress is doing this week is passing what will probably be their last short-term funding bill to extend funding to, you know, March 1st in the case of some agencies, including USDA and FDA, and then March 8th in the case of a handful of others. And so their goal is to pass that short-term bill over the next 3 days, avert a shutdown, and then they have the next few weeks to finish the fiscal year 24 funding process.
How does all this affect the dairy farmer and agriculture in general, and particularly the farm bill, which needs to be passed here in the coming months?
Well, good thing about getting this funding process done or almost done is that should clear the way for the ag committees to move forward on the farm bill. I think with all the uncertainty around federal funding and the possibility for lapses, that's made it hard in the last couple months for much other big legislation to move. And so I think we're hoping that once this gets done, you know, not obviously the short-term bill this week, but then the full process over the next month or so, once that's finished, that makes it much easier. Obviously, Chairman Thompson in the House has been talking about moving forward early this year, you know, possibly in March. And, you know, obviously we'll see exactly what the next few weeks bring as far as getting these funding bills done. But I know he's very eager to move forward. His counterpart, David Scott, the Senate committee leads, I think everybody's ready to move forward. So I think we're optimistic.
When Congress looks at passing a new farm bill, something that we need to do every 5 years, and sometimes it gets delayed, and this year it's a presidential election. Will that have any effect on getting things done?
Well, that kind of thing can always have some impact on the process. I think it just depends on how quickly it gets started and what the issues end up being. But obviously, if they do move forward this spring, that gives them some lead time. That gives the Congress some lead time to work on the bill before you get into the real thick of the election season, into the summertime and whatnot. But it all just remains to be seen.
When we talk about funding battles, there's always a pie that, you know, agriculture can get a piece of. Is that going to change at all with this current situation?
Well, you know, as far as this immediate government funding discussion that's going on, you know, once they avert the shutdown by the end of this week, the appropriations committees will determine, you know, how they're going to divide up the discretionary pie, meaning the annual budget, not the farm bill, but the annual budget for each department. And so USDA and FDA will get a certain allocation, as they do every year, and then they will complete work for the ag and FDA appropriations bill based on that allocation. Now, that's the discretionary budget that they do every single year. That's separate from the farm bill, which, of course, covers the mandatory programs, whether that be the commodity safeguard, conservation, trade, nutrition, things like that. Many of the bigger programs that USDA carries out, those are not handled in this annual process. Those will be handled in the farm bill. I think we're just hopeful for a quick resolution and getting on with the farm bill.
Well, Paul, thank you for the update from our nation's capital. That's Paul Blyberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. To stay informed with key issues and the latest news from the dairy industry, head to their website, nmpf.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
There is optimism by some that a new farm bill will be approved by Congress this first quarter of the calendar year. When asked his thoughts during an RFD-TV town hall meeting Thursday, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said this is possible, even with potential challenges within farm bill deliberations, such as...
Folks want to increase the reference prices. They want more support for the PLC programs, the ARC programs, and so forth. Well, that costs money.
In most cases, that means moving farm bill appropriations from one title to another, which could lead to less support of the total farm bill within Congress. The secretary believes a potential solution could be commodity credit corporation funds to address reference prices.
The ARC payments and the PLC payments and the CRP payments all come from the commodity credit corporation, so they've done it in the past. They just need to get to a point where they understand and appreciate that is the easiest and simplest and best way to get a farm bill done.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Tomorrow, it's our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes a man does things without half thinking. And what I saw, I did not understand. I called you names and said some things that hurt you. And in the heat I started walking out that door. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done. Cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. I know it's not your fault that you're so pretty and that you turn the head of every man. I understand. But when I saw you dancing with him, I just lost it. I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong. Second thought, I apologize for what I've done, cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with him. I just lost it. I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done, cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. Yes, you're the only one I'll always be in love with.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eddie Rabbit on Second Thought here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Zero in downtown Durand. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the February contract is traded up 9 cents to 1580. March at 1614. April 1690. May 1750. Cheese markets were lower yesterday. Barrels down a quarter to 146¾. 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 150. One trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 1.25 to 258. One trade on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk steady at 119.5. No trades. Dry weigh down 1 to 40.5. Six trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they could have a mixed type of open after the early weakness yesterday gave way to higher prices. Now, some bids for cattle indicate packers may be more aggressive this week than previously thought because of the cold weather. Hog futures, though, the liquidation may be running its course, especially with those gains from yesterday late in the session. So now cattle and hogs both being called higher today. February live cattle opens the day at 173.10, April 175.62, June 172.80, January feeder cattle open at 228.42, March 229.77, April $235.20. February hogs open at $71.45. April at $77.97. May at $83.95. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and soybeans, they are moving mostly higher today. Now, the world equity markets were mixed. The U.S. market currently moving mostly higher. U.S. retail sales were stronger than anticipated. And that is still driving a narrative that there could be another slow drop to interest rates than traders have already priced into the market. But so far, that news hasn't affected corn and beans as they are moving mostly higher. Wheat, though, moving mostly lower. That strength in the dollar continuing to pressure the markets. A little bit of short covering really happening in corn and beans from the recent losses. March corn and May and July corn all up 1¾ this morning. March at 444, May 455 and a half, July 464 and a quarter. New crop up 1½ to 476.5. March soybeans up 7¾ to 1213.5. May and July both up 7. May at 1225.25. July 1235.25. New crop up 7½ to 1196.5. March soybean meal up $1.50 this morning to 360.20. March soybean oil up 29 cents to 47.99. Chicago wheat March down 1¾ this morning to 580¾. May down 2¼ to 592¼. July down 2¼ to 599¾. Minneapolis wheat, March up 4 to 684¼. May up 4½ to 695. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil up 7 cents to 72.63. March up 9 cents to 72.57. February and March gas both steady. February at 213, March at 215. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 372, February 375, March 378, new crop 420. Cash beans 1111, February 1116, March 1121, new crop 1104. Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn 406 and a quarter, February 406 and a quarter, March 406 and a quarter, and new crop at 420. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia. Cash corn 409, February 402, March 404, new crop at 415. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 377, February 382, March 387, new crop 410. Cash beans 1125, February 1128, March 1131, new crop 1114. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 387, new crop 420. Cash beans 1121, new crop at 1104. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 413, April 423, May 427, new crop at 425. Cash beans 1153, April 1184, May 1188, new crop 1134. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 376, new crop 420. Cash beans 1127, new crop 1114. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 154 to 174, Holstein fed cattle 125 to 160, market cows 70 to 103, bulls 95 to 110, calves 80 to 650, beef steers 165 to 279, Holstein steers 79 to 192. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 90 and down. Goat markets, does 155 and down, bucks 110 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 200 to 285, fed lambs 150 to 187. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text ROCK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ROCK to 321-321. That's ROCK to 321-321.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked 2 jobs, and I moved 3 times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in one hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, "I've missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?" Two arms that wanna hold me. Now
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style, and behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. I'd rather do it. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. My shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a beautiful mess I'm in. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Dairy Strong Conference. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anibis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastics, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. I'm with Cassandra Kubal. She is vice president with the Tory Advisory Group, and she had a presentation about what we can expect for agriculture policy in an election year. And hopefully this isn't a five-second interview, because it'll be nothing because it's an election year. But Cassandra, thanks for joining us. But am I really not that far off? Not a lot's going to really happen?
I think election year always, especially a presidential election year, I think that's the key. Presidential always makes it tough for policy making, but we add on a unique thing, I think, right now with this current Congress, is we are working with slim majorities in both the Senate, which is Democrat-controlled, and the House, which is Republican-controlled. So, and then you've got that dichotomy between a Senate, Democrat-controlled, and House, Republican-controlled. So that adds another unique element that makes it a little bit harder to pass any legislation.
And so really, you know, I talked with Tim Trotter from Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. He's like, we're not seeing a farm bill this year. Do you agree with that?
I think each day when we see no progress of it coming forward, going through the motions it needs to go through, I should say, before being introduced, whether in the House or Senate, and we are anticipating it'll first be brought to the floor in the House, is a sign that it's going to be harder and harder in election year to bring it forward. Also because of the dynamic I just outlined previously between the two chambers. So there is still hope, and I think we are witnessing, we hear this from the leadership in Congress, that they still intend to bring it forward this year, and I think they need to stay positive with that, and it's a way to ensure that we're still engaging on the farm bill. Nothing's officially done and closed. So this is a reminder to the ag community, you need to still get out there and talk about the importance of what matters to you with that farm bill, despite whether or not it's taken up this year or gets kicked to next year.
Talking with Cassandra Kubal, Vice President of Tory Advisory Group, is that the biggest danger there? Farmers are constantly hearing people like me saying, nothing's going to happen with the farm bill. So they just like, well, you know what? Why should I call Congressman Van Ordner? Why should I call Senator Baldwin or Senator Johnson or Congressman Tiffany? Nothing's going to happen because it's an election year. Is that the biggest danger?
I think it is. If you're not engaging, then it continues to go lower and lower on the poll of things that matter for them to be focusing on. And their attention's going to be taken up a lot on funding the government this first quarter. And we now have a tax package that's been announced. So it's not been officially introduced. It's just been shared out there in the greater sphere. It's bipartisan, but there's a lot to work on there. So there's a lot of other pieces of legislation that are going to be taking up a lot of energy. So to make sure that the farm bill is still important, regardless if it's going to be voted on this year or another year, it's still important to get out there and continue to talk about what those priorities are for you and your farm.
Meanwhile, there's always curveballs. Immigration. Could immigration throw a whole big curveball into this whole deal?
I think immigration, it's a real ebb and flow on that right now. We're watching it from the sense of what's taking place at the southern border. And before we can get to where we see any progress as it relates to the farm community, and so this is like by visas and H-2A program, expanding that to include dairy or other sectors of agriculture to other visa programs that are utilized across the agriculture value chain, we need to see real progress made on the sensitivities that exist at the southern border and what it means for different things like asylum, restrictions there, and moving and processing folks. So that has to take place. So those conversations are real hot right now with the White House, with leadership from the House and the Senate today in particular. If we see movement there, that can maybe lead to movement elsewhere. But until we do, I think it's going to be pretty quiet when it comes to the workforce elements of the immigration topic.
Talking with Cassandra Kubal, Vice President, Tory Advisory Group here at the Dairy Strong Conference. Had a chance to talk with Tim about the federal milk market order. Now, Congress, this is going through USDA. Congress, I guess, could intervene if they really wanted to. But what are some of the things with that you see in the crystal ball this year? Do you think there's going to be some type of progress?
I'm probably not the best person to ask about that. You talked to the right person with Tim Trotter regarding that. I think it'll be interesting to see how those conversations take place, those hearings, and what it results in. You're correct. This is not a point for Congress to get involved. They have a process under which USDA leads for the FMMO. Where Congress can get involved is that there's going to be changes to overall structuring of that. So that is something that could be talked about. And if it's an importance, and I know of to some farm groups across especially the upper Midwest, I think that's something that it's a continuation of conversation that's happening in relaying those importance of what we might need to do to assure that we have a strong FMMO system in place years down the road.
You mentioned that structure. Is there, I guess there's always a possibility, but okay, so USDA, they go through this, they come out with something, new changes or whatever. Midwest dairy farmers are just mad. They do not like none of this. Could there be enough pull then for them to put pressure on upper Midwest congressional members, senators, and congressmen and women to force Congress to say, nope, we're not going to allow you to do this.
There's always that capability of putting that pressure through Congress on it. I think what makes it really tough right now is people don't always fully understand, and this is Congress especially, how the FMO system even works. And the dynamics and differences, I'd say, between the different, like Order 30, across the different orders versus other orders in different parts of the United States outside of the Midwest, for instance, and what can happen there. So that's a bit of a crystal ball question on what's going to happen. That's where I see Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative has put out policy priorities on what can impact dairy pricing, and that could include the FMO system. So that is where I think they're trying to get ahead of that curve and not wait for the hearing process to happen to ensure that there's longevity to the orders, or for dairy farmers to have that guaranteed milk check years down the road.
That is Cassandra Kubal, Vice President of Tory Advisory Group. We're from the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
A Clipper system will bring some chances of some light snow today in our ag weather forecast. After that system moves through, another blast of Arctic air will follow Thursday night. Now, it looks like the coldest period will be Friday night into Saturday morning. But then temperatures will begin to moderate back to above normal next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 50% chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs near 10 above. Northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of snow. Lows near 4 below. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny. High 6 above. For Saturday, sunshine. Highs 10 above. Sunday, mostly cloudy. A low of 14 and highs in the low 30s. Monday, mostly cloudy. Highs once again in the low 30s. Looking ahead for Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs both days in the upper 30s.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
How do you measure the human spirit? In miles covered? Prayers spoken? Or maybe it has no limit? Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Beekeeping can be a honey of a hobby. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If thousands of stinging insects flying around doesn't faze you, there's a market to tap into as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Get into beekeeping for a variety of reasons. Maybe they want the honey, need the bees for pollinating a fruit crop, or just to help increase the declining honeybee population. It's wise for new beekeepers to start out small with just a couple of hives. You will also need a hive tool for opening the hives, a smoker to subdue the bees, and a bee brush to gently remove them from a surface. Jim Tu is the state beekeeping specialist for Alabama Cooperative Extension. He says spring is the ideal time to get started. Visit with other beekeepers in the area and go to meetings to learn about the hobby and find where you can buy bees.
Package Bees is a screen box of bees that has 3 pounds of bees, a queen, and a feeder. So essentially, the new beekeeper is buying a swarm in the very early spring months. And these will be provided by area beekeepers who have become specialists.
You need an understanding of the honeybee's behavior during handling and moving, and probably most importantly, know what your reaction is to bee stings. When your bees arrive, be sure you're wearing protective gear.
Most new beekeepers really start out suited up, head to foot, top to bottom, front to back. Nothing is exposed. But as they grow, they tend to lighten that.